I'd like to say that it's really a pleasure to be in Tucson, Arizona. I'm a Westerner, and I always feel at home when I come out west. And I can't say that I've ever been in the last few years to a town where people seem to be so nice and so receptive to poetry. And I'd like to thank all the people that have been doing nice things like taking me bird watching and cooking food for me. I promised a young man named Jan that I would read a poem tonight, and I'd like to begin with that poem. It's always hard for me to decide what to read because a poetry reading is such a personal thing. I guess this audience belies that fact. And one wants, I really always want to read things that in some way I feel moved to read on the occasion, and it's so hard to know who you're talking to and how they feel. At any rate, I'd like to start with this poem for Jan, which is called On Barbara's Shore. It's a poem that I wrote this year, or last year, for a woman who's the wife of a publisher and who is a very, very beautiful woman. And I'd just like to say as preface something that I'm sure all of you women in the audience know, and perhaps many of you men know, that in the strange culture that women grow up in, that one of the problems we have is that we don't really learn to like ourselves very well because we see women in a very strange and often degrading role. And the result is, if we become somewhat healthy people, is we forget about that and embrace our own lives, but we find it very, very hard to like other women. We direct all of our energy at the men of the world. And I'd say that I've been fairly typical in doing this, that almost all of the poems I write are spoken to men, perhaps in an attempt to try to get them to understand what being a woman is all about or what my feelings are about. And it's seldom that I really do address myself to women, although I feel that obviously as human beings we all have things to say to each other. But this was one of the first times that I ever felt compelled to write almost a love poem for a woman. And it occurred because she created a real change in my concept about certain kinds of women. I've always been extremely prejudiced against very attractive women. Growing up in Southern California, developed an extreme prejudice against blondes, women who were models, women who spent their lives as housewives and did not do other things, women who were not intellectuals. And when I first met Barbara Martin, she was blonde, she was a model, she spent her entire life as a housewife, and she was not an intellectual. And I was prepared to be polite and charmingly condescending to her. And much to my dismay, she turned out to be one of the nicest human beings, and perhaps one of the wisest women I had ever met. And I suddenly realized after about my third visit there that not only did I like this woman, but that she had something to teach me about being a woman that was something I was really very hungry to know. And so I went home and wrote her a love poem, so to speak, which is called On Barbara's Shore. The ocean has befriended me. The rough white crests of waves walk as if in moccasins, trailing a pale, moist shoreline. Knowing I cannot swim, the ocean has not taunted me. Instead, its rhythms and sounds fall like sea roses at my feet. The singer walks on the beach. The faces who listen are cliffs of water. Tonight's concert is over. But every day of life is some concert, clear and beautiful. fish like opal roses and the singed edges of tea garden roses and the camellia faces of blind roses, the row of fish, caviar, and roses brush past me in this life. So confusing, but beautiful. When I wake up in your house, the serene white rug catches my eye. I know it reappears from room to room, a thread of continuity in all of your days and nights. I dream of living in such a well-tended house myself, with eastern rugs, tiles scrubbed to Dutch freshness, copper, brass, and porcelain surfaces sustaining the day. But in such a life, the agonies of my past would be unexplainable. And if life is to have any ultimate agony, perhaps that pain would be the loss of explanation, of reason, of meaning. The cockatoo sits in her brass cage, crushing rocks against her powerful bird's tongue. There is music, poetry, dance in this house. It is clean, organized, and direct in its meanings. My life has none of this poetry in it, none to frame it, and being in your house, eating your generous breakfasts, sleeping in your beautiful daughter's bedroom, and talking to you makes me feel complete in some way, as if each of your movements were teaching me the beauty of women. I know you have some wisdom dark as a frayed ancient book setting off your fine face, which I have not yet learned. Perhaps your greatest beauty is a form of hope imparted to all who talk to you, that life will yield its secrets to the careful searcher. Your movements are slow and teach me that they can be learned. Music of the spheres. That means the planets moving in such harmony that beautiful chords are heard in their concert. Surely when you move, it sets up a similar music. All life is motion. Mine is the quicksilver flash, yours some more steady beam. The ocean is my background. Its motion, designing the sand, carving the rocks, offering life to simple things. Your house is an ocean, a white bird curling its feathers like flower petals against itself, a sea which has befriended me, even though I cannot swim.